You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting out to hundreds of stations, hundreds of markets all over North America, like San Diego, like Georgia, like here in Atlanta, like Miami, like Detroit, like Boston, like Las Vegas. I can keep going, but I'm not. It's just too many cities. But thank you. Appreciate you. Shout out to everybody listening on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. Smart speakers and just all that good stuff. Being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down on the boards in New York City. It's been a real interesting night. We've talked about the NBA schedule release. I said buyer beware, you might buy a ticket and a player might not show up. We talked about Rob Gronkowski giving us another joke about coming out of retirement. That man ain't coming to play this season. You can throw that out the window. I just told you Shannon Sharp, he's going to be moving to First Take with Stephen A. Smith. He's going to do a couple of days a week for the NFL season, so good on him. We also talked about, this is crazy, you know, O.J. Simpson. Nothing happened with him. He's just a nutty dude living life on Twitter. We talked about Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan and the fact that Marcus says that they're preparing for a wedding. This is just nutty. And then Greg from Michigan, he just called us before the break. And he's just like, hey, Taylor Swift rejected the Super Bowl. Like she said, I'm not performing at the Super Bowl. We don't know the reasons why, but is it necessary for her to do so? That lady is selling out stadiums. It's her and Beyonce just all over America taking everybody's money. Hey, and by the way, a big shout out to Mike Gentile up on the Fan 590 in Toronto, Canada. I joined him as a guest on his show earlier this evening. And he asked me that question. Amongst many things, we had a great sports conversation. And he stumped me because he asked me who I would like to see at the Super Bowl. And I'm like, there are no big mega pop stars at their peak. They're limited. Like, we can think about K-pop. I don't know K-pop artists, but like from America, it's Taylor Swift and Beyonce, and Beyonce's done it already. So we'll get into that momentarily. We have callers here who've been waiting patiently. I want to talk to them, get their thoughts on some things, and then we'll talk some Super Bowl halftime. I know it's a ways away, obviously. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is here from St. Louis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm excellent.
Great. Hey, I've got a question for you. Well, more of a statement. Hey, I think the most difficult, most underrated position in the NFL defensively is defensive tackle. That guy, he is in the middle. He gets double teamed, triple teamed. And if he's any good, he gets triple teamed. He gets no sacks. He gets no tackles. He eats up the blockers for the linebackers. Underrated.
Okay. I mean, well, why? Because he's doing work and he's...
He's getting his money. Now, the best one that I can remember was Michael Carter. He played... he won a silver medal in the 1984 Olympics, and he played for the 49ers. And he was getting sacks and tackles at that position. So I'm just saying, it's just one of the positions that a lot of people don't talk about. And, you know, when I watch football, I kind of look at all the positions, but I kind of key on the defensive tackle in the 3-4 defense. So
yeah, he's in the middle. He's typically there was a guy, oh, man, what was that dude's name? He played for the Panthers and the Jets. Oh, his name escapes me. Chris Jenkins.
Yes, he was good, too.
Yeah, I like Chris Jenkins. You're right, man. Well, listen, if you 6'4" and you're 340 pounds, then hey, you ain't going to play too many other positions, so go for it.
That is true. Hey, you know what? Who else was good was Gilbert Brown, but he was in a 4-3 with Reggie White in at Green Bay.
I remember him in Green Bay.
Guy. You could put him in nose tackle and play that position too.
Yeah, those dudes are—they're basically bowling balls, and
basically,
no, they're fun. Yeah.
All right,
well,
JR,
did you play football, Rob? Did you play?
Yeah, I played when I was in high school. I played safety and cornerback.
Oh, you were out there running after people? Okay, Robert.
Yeah, I was running after people, and then after I got a pick, I was being chased.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. All right, brother. Well, you be well, okay?
Thanks, JR. Have a good evening.
You as well. Shouts to Rob showing love to the 300-pound-plus dudes in the middle of the line getting double-teamed. That was interesting for him to think of. You think about players being underrated and not appreciated. You think about running backs. You don't think about the defensive tackles, especially the ones who happen to be nose tackles. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Tennessee. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good evening to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. What's up?
Well, there's no Yankees fan in New York that's more of a diehard Yankees fan than I am. I eat it, sleep it, breathe it. And I can tell
sucks
you this.
For you.
The New York Yankees will never win another pennant as long as Brian Cashman is the general manager. He is the most overrated general manager in the history of baseball. He walked into what Gene Stick Michael built. And the teams that have had his stamp really starting in 02. I know he became GM in 98, but they didn't get the Cashman stamp till 02 when O'Neill retired, Martinez left, Brocious retired, all these guys left. Cashman's stamp started. And going back to 02, 22 seasons, and 22 years counting this year, the Yankees have been number one, number two, or number three in payroll. All of those years, two pennants. Cashman goes dumpster diving. He signs guys like Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney, Franchy Cordero, who've been cut by three, four, five other teams. When a player's cut by another team, there's a reason. You know, and when he's cut several times, and just the direction of this team, Cashman's been given the keys to the kingdom, and he's ran the most recognized sports franchise in the history of sports into the ground.
Nick, this it's even larger than that. Brian Cashman is easy to criticize because, as any general manager, you're going to have your hits and you're going to have your misses. And certainly, he has a checkbook. But to say he has the keys to the kingdom, I don't think is fair. Because the guy who makes the financial decisions is not Brian Cashman. The guy who makes the financial decisions, his last name is Steinbrenner. He sure ain't George, but it's Hal. Okay? And so when you talk about Brian Cashman going dumpster diving, we can certainly look at some of the contracts that he's handed out, regardless of how you feel about how Aaron Judge ended up with his contract with the New York Yankees. That ain't no small deal. You can look at Gerrit Cole. It's not a small deal. Now, having said that, Hal Steinbrenner has tried to stay under the luxury tax and has gone cheap. And so we can look up and down. And I broadcast Saturdays on WFAN in New York City. And I've been on WFAN for the better part of off and on since 2018. And so I have this conversation quite frequently. People want to fire Brian Cashman. People want to fire Aaron Boone. But people don't have the larger conversation because it's not realistic. But it's the man up top who says you can spend this and you can't spend that and do this. The Yankees have cut payroll. We can talk about them being top one, two, or three over the past few years, and baseball has certainly changed, but they are avoiding repeater taxes and not spending just to get over the hump. And so the ferocity to go out there and compete for a championship, it's not there like when George was here. Yeah, he would have been firing everybody all over the place, but I don't think he'd be running around saying, well, you know, we can't sign this dude. The Yankees had a chance, if they wanted to go ahead and offer Bryce Harper a contract. They did not. They've had that opportunity with quite a few dudes. They have not. And so, yes, has Brian Cashman missed? Yeah, he has. He's also hit, okay? And when it comes to the money, it's the dude upstairs, Nick. I look at Steinbrenner, and nobody could do a damn thing about that.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you on that. Hal Steinbrenner is an economics major, And he looks at success when he sees the spreadsheets and see the Yankees make hundreds of millions of dollars of profit. And I don't think he cares like his father did if they win the World Series or not.
Yes, I would say so. He's not the same space. And so it's just real easy to look at the GM because he's a public face. It's real easy to look at Boone because he's even more of a public face every day on TV making moves for 162 games. But it really comes to upstairs, and they ain't moving. Not that much we know. Thank you so much, Nick, for calling from Tennessee. 855-212-4CBS. Becky is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Becky.
Hey, JR. Becky from Buffalo. Love your show. Just wanted to reach out and let your audience know we lost a good one tonight. You might be JR, but over here we have RJ, and Rick Jenneret passed away today.
Yeah, I heard that. Not even today. The news broke, about an hour ago? Shep was just telling me about him before we went to break.
Yeah, it's definitely big news over here.
No, absolutely. How long was he up there with the Sabres?
51 years.
50? Well, damn, that's a long, long time. And so for the general audience here, what did you appreciate about Rick Jenneret?
The passion of hockey that he brought to our family. You know, he brought hockey alive. Hockey's been in my family from when I was a child all the way through my children, and just hearing his voice can bring tears to your eyes.
Okay. Well, Becky, thank you for sharing that note with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well, Becky. Have a wonderful night. A matter of fact, let's go to WIVB-TV as they remember Rick Jenneret. Let's listen to this.
Finally, in case you missed it earlier in the show, legendary Sabres broadcaster Rick Jenneret has passed away. He was 81 years old. Rick was the voice of the Sabres, the heart and soul of hockey in this town for 5 decades. As we go to break, we leave you with this message from RJ Knight.
I would say this to you. I have only 3 words, just 3. I love you.
Oh, that was nice WIVB. Hey, Shep, this is my problem. I'm not paying attention to broadcasters, man.
Yeah, JR, he is an absolute legend, and you know, he started on the radio. He just paid his dues. He's one of the 3 hockey announcers in the sports history to be with a team for more than 50 years behind the mic. One of 3 guys to ever accomplish that in the NHL history. So, he is an absolute legend. I know we throw that term out there a lot, but you talk about an individual recognized by one community. When it comes to Buffalo, you think, you know, Jim Kelly, Josh Allen, Rick Jenneret belongs in that conversation as well.
Okay. Thank you, Shep. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, JR. The show's great. You got the greatest producer ever. We love you down here in New Orleans. And one of the great indicators of a great show is these people call in, not including me, because I don't really have the knowledge. But some of these people that call in are just brilliant. And that guy, Tom, he should be on the radio. He's so smooth. But anyway, I got just a moment of jocularity because I'm old. In the movie Airplane, you remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Yeah,
he played the pilot. And the kid comes up to him and he goes, "Aren't you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?" He goes, "No, kid." The kid goes, "Sure you are. Aren't you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?" He goes, "No, kid." And the kid goes, "My daddy says you don't play hard." And Kareem grabs the kid and goes, "You tell your dad you try to play against Walton and all these guys." It was just going back to the fact that they don't try hard. It's the money. You can't ever work as hard as you can to make that kind of money when you got blue-collar people all over the country. You know, it's just impossible.
It's impossible for the athletes to work hard? Is that what you're saying, because of the money?
never make anybody happy. It's just so much money compared to the work and stiff. It's unimaginable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that, but I don't believe that every player has that attitude. We got dudes who make, and almost all of them, whether you're at the end of the bench or whether you are Damian Lillard or Jaylen Brown and you're an exclusive company and you're on a $300+ million contract, I think you have guys that still have a fire to go out there and compete regardless of the money. I don't know if I'd agree with that. In a general sense, yes. But I don't think this is like, oh, I'm sleeping in the most expensive sheets and I don't really want to go out and compete. I can't label everybody like that.
No. You're right. But it's just, listen, I'm down here in New Orleans, but I tell you, I'm up from the Northeast and you just can't make some of the fans happy. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this, we listen to you at night here and you make us happy. Because you're the best thing. You know, when that sun goes down, you're the best thing, man. You keep up the good work, and we love you, okay?
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate you for calling from New Orleans.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, that's nice. When the sun goes down, they love me. Hey, not the first person to say that. Oh, by the way, we have that scene from Airplane. Let's listen to Kareem.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are, Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey. Right, Clarence?
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
All right, but just remember, my name is Roger Murdoch. I'm an airline pilot.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
A classic scene from Airplane. 855-212-4CBS. Jason is here from Tucson. What's up, Jason?
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Great show. There's a lot of love being thrown at you tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and just the reason I love your show is like I'm constantly yelling at my radio because I disagree with you a lot, but that's what makes your show great is that We can't do that, you know. So if I disagree, at least you're making good points and making me think about what I had to say in those. So thank you for that.
Sure.
But going on with, I got two things. Super Bowl halftime show. I don't know how anybody can say Metallica wouldn't be perfect. It's football is, you know, it's a man sport. It's a middle-aged guy thing. So I think that would be the perfect band to set that off.
You think,
Lady Gaga or somebody else is commercially viable.
You think the NFL is a middle-aged guy thing?
Absolutely. It's I think from like 25 to 55, maybe a little 20, older.
25
yeah,
to 55?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Maybe even
but,
like I think
we're,
the major
we're,
group like
we're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. It's not for men 50 or 25 to 55. It's for everybody.
No, but they're not making it for that. But that's the predominant group of people who are watching.
We'll throw out whoever you think the NFL demographic is. The Super Bowl demographic is every human being in the United States of America who has a television. You have the vast majority of people watching the Super Bowl. They ain't watching 17 games, you know, every week.
No, they watch the commercials. You know, a lot of people watch the commercials more than the actual game. I get that. But the people who do support it year round, I think they should throw some freaking bone and put on Metallica.
Nah, well, that's your opinion, but that's not, I mean, that's
of course,
why.
That's all.
Now, let's, like, why have Beyonce or whoever, the Weeknd? Like, what the hell does the Weeknd have to do with the NFL? Nothing, but
I didn't even know who that was, man.
Well, that's fine, but there's a good majority of people in America who will watch the Weeknd, and that's why they threw him on the halftime show.
And I understand what you're saying. That's why they're doing it. But what I'm saying is the people who are loyal and support it year-round is our demographic. It's middle-aged men, and that's the stuff that we like.
Of course, it's
obviously more diversified than that, Metallica.
But that's what I'm saying.
Strong guys who like rock and roll. But they're one of the biggest bands in the world, and they've been doing it for a long time. And I think it would be killer, especially if, like, you threw in, like, you know, they do the special guests. Like, Lady Gaga jammed with them once, and it was cool, you know? So do something like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
The boppers are happy.
Yeah, I hear you, Jason, but that's not the NFL. They ain't trying to throw nobody a bone. They're trying to entertain as many people as possible. Like, I ain't mad. I don't care who performs at halftime. You know, it could be Metallica. I know a couple of years ago, Chris Martin and Coldplay did it. And so, yes, they're always swapping out the act, always swapping out the genre. It's not to appease to the hardcore NFL fan. They ain't throwing nobody a bone. The sponsor is trying to have as many people watch as possible. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to think about who the hell here needs to I don't know who needs to do halftime. I got no clue. There ain't no big – who's a huge star? I don't know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every night. One of the best broadcasters around. Really are in tune of what's happening in professional sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Browns. The Eagles, they played a preseason football game tonight. They tied at 18. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, for anyone interested in Deshaun Watson's backup, another solid game. 13 of 25, rushed for 18 yards, and not overly exciting, didn't turn the ball over. So good on him. There was no Hurts, there was no Watson, so there you have it. Let me know when the real games start. 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, it was brought up that Taylor Swift rejected playing at the Super Bowl halftime show this upcoming February in Las Vegas. And I got no clue who can perform. Like, to really think about, like, mega stars, like, we don't have mega stars the same way, okay? Beyonce's done it before. Taylor Swift has gone out there and done it. They're not going to import one of these K-pop bands or whatever. So, like, what's a mega group? Who's a mega star? We don't have the giant mega stars. Like, Drake ain't performing at no halftime. Somebody like Usher isn't big enough. We've seen Coldplay, and I don't know. Has Elton John performed? I don't know. Throw him out there. Andrew is calling from Winston-Salem. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, JR, man?
How are you?
Good to hear you, man.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm great, man. I know you are, too. Well, I just wanted to respond to the previous caller, Jason. You know, he was talking about Metallica, and they're definitely aggro male, and it is a, you know, testosterone-influenced sport. We've had, you know, people in the past that, well, I don't think everybody's always been on board with. because everybody has different musical tastes, and I think that's fair. What do you think?
I think that's a given and a granted. Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. So what I would say is, if I had to pick a group right now, I would probably say maybe the Foo Fighters would be a good one. I think there's other acts you can go to, but it's kind of like you were talking about before. There's no mega superstars. I mean, if I had it my way, if MCA was still alive, I'd want the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the Beastie Boys have never popped up even as one of these medleys from 30, 35 years ago?
Right. You know, my favorite performance ever at the Super Bowl was Michael Jackson. And I think Prince is right up there, too. But you know what? Even Prince, Michael Jackson, for all their splendor and magnitude, they're not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, nope. Well, to your point, there is never going to be a consensus because everybody has musical tastes. So it's different musical tastes. So you just throw that idea out the window. But it's tough. Like, okay, Rihanna did it last year and she was pregnant. Okay, before that, you had a hip-hop medley led by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. The Weeknd performed. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Katy Perry, Bruno Mars. Beyonce. It was 2013 when Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl. It feels more recent. Madonna did it. Black Eyed Peas, The Who. I remember that when The Who did it. And Prince, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty. It goes on and on. I have no idea who you would plug in now. None. Zero. Gene or John is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, JR? This is Gene.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So I think should perform on the halftime show is the Michael Jackson of this generation. And I think that's Chris Brown.
You understand that's not happening, right?
Give me your thoughts on it.
Did you heard what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey Shep, is today 4:20? Oh, no, it's August 18th.
Correct.
Okay, it's not 420. He could still be smoking, right? Probably.
JR.
Yeah.
Our boy Kevin from Louisville, man, he's got an interesting idea.
Does he?
Because the reason I say that is I've never seen this before. I've never seen these two people perform before, and they might be the two biggest musicians on planet Earth. And it's ironic that they have not perform together before, considering who they are with each other.
Okay. Kevin from Louisville, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing real good.
Right.
Just been watching the grandbaby, and can't get out much, but when I do, I listen to JR. So the Super Bowl thing, you got to have the man and his wife, Jay-Z and Beyonce, on there. Then you got to have Eminem. And then
Eminem.
The wife and, oh, them.
The who?
I'm sorry.
The wife? What happened, Kevin?
Kevin, you were out to something with Jay-Z and Beyonce, but then you're talking Eminem and Kim?
Yeah.
Kim who?
Kim
no,
Mathers.
No. You gotta have Alicia Keys on the piano.
I thought Keys hasn't she performed that? Didn't she play the piano? Not solo, but she's done it before, right?
Yeah, but to have them out there, not necessarily Eminem, but I love to see Alicia Keys on the piano, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and have DeRoe. Come on, JR DeRoe. I listened to that today working out. DeRoe.
The rapper?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Really? How the hell do you know who that is?
It's a throwback, but God dang, I listened to DeRoe today. I'm like,
wow.
Damn,
Kevin,
like,
I did not I did not expect you to say that, man.
No, not the bro.
And nobody knows who the hell he is. I know who he is, but I'm expecting you to know.
I did say that, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you, man.
Well, I hope you're doing all right, man.
I ain't got no complaints. I'm good.
I love that. You know what I'm cooking this weekend?
Brisket?
Nope. Some fat-ass wings on the grill.
What is a fat-ass wing?
Fat. Well, it's a wing that's actually got some meat on the bone.
Oh.
Like big wing, big wings. And I smoke about, I don't know, probably 30, 40 of them. And make some barbecue sauce and do it.
And you listen to Daryl Wise playing.
I know you ain't coming up.
Right?
I know you ain't coming up, but I love you still. I love you and Dave. You are super. You have the best sports radio show.
Well, thank you.
The only one I listen to other than you.
Okay. I don't listen to the other.
I love you.
All right. Let's be nice. I appreciate you, Kevin. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Take care, bro.
Enjoy them wings. Yes. Enjoy the wings. You could say nice things to me. We don't have to, you know, not say nice things to anybody else. Hey, Shep, Alicia Keys, she didn't do halftime. What'd she do? What?
Yeah, she did the national anthem. I believe it was 2013. So I didn't know this, but Dexter Henry told me
what
that Jay-Z, and I don't know why I don't know this. This should have been bigger news that they actually have performed together because
they had a whole tour on the run.
I didn't know that.
Two of them.
Yep.
Two on the run tours. I was at one.
Yeah, on the run tour. They performed together. Hey, Shep, you didn't listen to the album?
Clearly, I did not. I mean, like I think
it was
think
about
of...
him cheating and her threatening him. That's it.
Wait a minute.
Jay-Z said basically Wait. Said I cheated. I'm sorry, and she's threatening the guy.
Okay,
that's what it is.
I do not mean to be offensive nor flagrant here, JR.
Right.
Jay-Z looks the way he does.
Whoa.
Beyonce, I'm being real about this.
Oh, you're getting the emails now, Shep.
Dexter, Beyonce looks the way she does. Beyonce, to this day, would break necks. That is how beautiful she is, even at 40-something. And Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce?
Jay-Z's a billionaire.
Doesn't matter. It's Beyonce. Eh? She's Helena Troy, and that's doing Helena Troy a compliment.
Well, that tells all you need to know there, Shep, is that... infidelity is not always about looks. It's a lot more than that. It's not that black
and
white.
No, you know what, gentlemen? No, JR, the expression goes, you tell me a guy who's been with a model for a year, and I'll tell you a guy who's been tired of, you know what, a model for 6 months. I don't buy into that for 1 second, okay?
Yeah, but he was, even when they got together. They've been together for the better part of almost 20 years plus.
Doesn't matter. Beyonce is one of the
I'm not saying that. They've been together before he was a billionaire. They've been together since she was a growing artist, since she was in a group. And so my point is, it's not necessarily about the money. It's about the power and the influence. And so from his perspective, I mean, the guy, he's one of the most successful people in the country. He's now a billionaire. I mean, is it really a shock? I don't care who's dating anybody. Is it a shock that anybody cheats on anybody? I think the answer is no.
If I'm dating Minka Kelly.
That's you.
Okay, or...
That's you.
That's
you.
Or Megan Goody, or Kerry Washington. There are certain women that are timeless.
You said Megan Good?
Yeah.
You know, I had a conversation one day with Megan Good, and this is, I'm serious as hell.
Right.
I had a whole conversation with Megan Good one day about her, this is crazy as hell. We were talking about, she has a cat, and she has one of these hairless cats. The cat is bald.
Sure.
It's like one of these, is it like an Egyptian cat, and it's bald. And I'm standing there in the studio, me and her had a conversation for 5 minutes about her cat.
Well, did you make your move?
No, she was dating, and now she's with Jonathan Majors. But at the time, no, she was dating, she was married, I think, to a pastor.
Okay, so that would have been the wrong time to make a move.
That
I got you.
Wasn't time, no.
Right, I got you.
But
you get my point, though. Right. And listen, Beyonce, I mean...
No, I don't.
There are certain... no one
my
should
point
cheat
is everybody,
anywhere.
My point is every and anybody could get cheated on. I don't care who you are.
I think that shows horrible judgment that Jay-Z would cheat on Beyonce. And for the life of me, how are those two still together if that's the case?
Hey, they work things out. I'm Team JR on this. I'm not promoting it, but it can happen to anybody. Yeah. I think we like to think idealistically. Listen, Beyonce is a beautiful woman, right? We think idealistically it can happen, but I think JR is onto something. Not onto something, he's making a good point. Money, power, influence, it's changed the game. You, Shep, may feel the way where you are now, and I might feel the way I am now, and JR might feel the way that he is now, but if we were in Jay-Z's shoes, who am I to say?
Well, I mean, is Beyonce like Hillary Clinton all of a sudden? Like, she just does whatever's popular for her husband because, you know, that protects the country? Like, that's why Hillary stayed with Bill. If Hillary had any backbone, in my opinion, she would have left. She would have left that marriage. I'm sorry.
I'm sure Beyonce and Jay-Z, they love each other, and so they're still together.
Yeah, Jay-Z really knows how to show that.
Hey, they gave us good music after all that. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
we got Lemonade in 444.
He made a whole album apologizing.
Okay, Jay-Z was making great music with Beyonce. He was also great, you know, making great music with other female parties. So I'll put it that way, JR.
Wow.
Who?
Wow.
Jay-Z. Foxy Brown?
Well, whoever apparently he cheated on with.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Well, this one, a place I never thought it would go, JR. I never thought it was going here.
Yeah, well, it's things you talk about. Hey, how about that? Beyonce's done the Super Bowl, and Jay-Z, I think, is executive producer now, I believe, of it. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show. On CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we're talking about Jay-Z, and Jay-Z plays in the background, of course. And it's Super Bowl halftime show. That's what he produces now. Now, we heard that Taylor Swift turned down the opportunity to perform at the show, and got a lot of opinions on that. And I got to tell you, there's an NBA player. He ain't going to be performing at the Super Bowl. But he actually is releasing a full album. And that's Damian Lillard. He was just in Hollywood doing a preview of his album with other celebrities. And he made it clear that he's just not some NBA player doing music. Like, he's a real artist. Listen to what Damian Lillard had to say.
I'm not just an athlete that does music. And one of these dudes that's, oh, he's the best rapper in the league. Like, I'm a real artist. Like, a lot of this stuff, we put time into it. We care about it. I've been doing this before I was in the league. When I was in college, we was doing mixtapes. When I was in high school, we came out to our own music.
Okay. Damian Lillard, the name of this album that maybe I ain't in no rush to listen to it. I'm to be honest, I'm not interested. I could care less, but I'll listen. Or maybe not. I don't know. It's called Dame Dollar. This is his fifth album. He has a label, Front Page Music, by Damian Lillard. And so if you are interested, you can listen to Damian Lillard with Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. And I'll listen, but I'm not. I ain't jumping through hoops. I can't remember the last time I jumped through a hoop to listen to anybody. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What do we got here? Larry is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Larry?
Hey, man.
What's up?
I've spoken to you a couple times before about different things, and listening to this music thing, I really think they just should get a local variety band, let them get out there and play the music and just blow it away, okay?
Okay, in Vegas.
That's my
okay,
take
sure.
on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've heard everybody's take on all the different artists, and it just kind of, like, the one dude said, it's really based upon your like of music. You know, who do you want to hear? And that's what it really comes down to. Just play something that everybody loves.
There is nothing that everybody loves. So whoever they pick,
exactly.
people should just not care. But go ahead. What else you got?
Right. That's my point right there. Okay. Because everybody will do whatever they want. Okay. I was calling you about the Bears, the Chicago Bears. Okay.
Okay. I've heard of them.
You heard of them? I'm glad you heard of them. Okay. And I've spoke to you a couple times before, and really, what's your take? I mean, not everybody's opinion, not the media's opinion or any of that.
Well, hold on,
what
Larry.
What is your take?
Larry.
Go ahead. Talk, man.
Yeah, hold on, Larry. I'm trying to tell you something. A matter of fact, hold on. Here you go. We're up against the break, Larry, so you got to wait anyway. You kept saying you talked to me instead of just actually getting to the point. Now you're telling me you want my opinion, not everybody else's. Hey, I sit here 5 nights a week. You know whose opinion I give? Mine. Not anybody else's, mine. We don't need the preface and the preamble. What do I think about the Chicago Bears? I've talked about it here on the show. What happens with Justin Fields? I hope that he can take a big step forward, especially with the weapons that he has. Unfortunately, one of them now with Chase Claypool, he's hurt. I think the Bears will be fine. They can't be losers like they were last season. It can't get any worse. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.